to keep the den secure. I thought the war was over. Why would you still need to train?
There is always a chance of an uprising. Besides, Wintervale isn't the only wolf village on Daria. Most of the villages fall under Jericho's laws, but there are a few independent villages. Jer is working on bringing them in. If they don't follow him, then they will answer to the council.
Barret held her close as they rocked to the music. That makes sense. She watched how his eyes reflected the lights. Every so often, they seemed to brighten as if a light from within burned.
What about you? Do you have family on Earth?
She shrugged. Not really. My parents died when I was very young. I spent most of my childhood in foster care. I got lucky when I was 13 and was placed with a couple that had two other fosters. They were brothers and accepted me as their sister from day one. We stayed there until we were able to support ourselves and start our own lives.
I'm sorry about your parents.
A darkness settled into his golden depths, and he frowned.
Don't be. I was too young and don't really remember them.
She looked away and scanned the crowd. That was when she noticed another man watching them.
What is it?
Barret asked, then glanced in the direction her attention had gone.
Ah, that's Liam. He and I have been best friends since we were kids. We agreed to share a surrogate.
Oh. She turned her attention back to Barret, not knowing what else to say. She knew that was a possibility. The four surrogates that arrived before her all had two mates each.
Does that bother you?
She jerked her gaze back to his and shook her head. No, not at all. It's just different from what I'm used to on Earth. There you'd be shunned by the church for having more than one husband, or mate, as you call them. Barret let out a soft growling sound.
We don't hold such prejudices. Besides, with the surrogate program, we agreed the best plan for now would be to share a mate.
Mate? Had he just referred to her as his mate? Not his surrogate? Just go with it, she reminded herself. The song ended and Barret stopped.
Would you like to meet Liam?
Sure. Liam sat at a table and had ordered each of them kava. Adrian didn't usually have more than a couple of glasses of wine. Actually, she tried to refrain from having any alcohol as a rule. She was a recovering drug addict. Pain pills, mostly. She didn't need to add to her addiction, so she created safety limits for herself. So far that night, she'd only had one. One more wouldn't hurt. When she reached the table, she held out her hand. Hi, I'm Adrian. Liam smiled and took her hand, kissing her knuckles.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
Barret pulled out a chair and she sat. Thank you. Liam stared at her for a few moments before he scooted his chair closer to her.
How is your stay so far?
It's good. Great, actually. She sipped her kava. Her nerves were starting to make her anxious because she had the attention of two gorgeous males. Barret spoke, drawing her attention to him.
Liam is on the council. He knows all your deep, dark secrets.
Frowning, she set her glass down and pushed it to the middle of the table.
Was she being tested?
Liam covered her hand, drawing her attention to him.
Enjoy yourself. Our healers can help if needed.
His words sank in, and she relaxed. He was telling her it was okay, while not revealing anything to Barret. But she wasn't naive enough to think the best friends wouldn't share information. Barret was the head of security, after all. Barret sipped his kava, then asked,
"Why did you want to join the program?"
That was easy. I want to help. Like I said, I don't have a real family. While my foster parents were nice and gave me and my brothers everything we needed, I never felt like I belonged. Being a surrogate, I'm doing something to help a race and a planet rebuild. Everything she had read about shifters had only helped her with that decision. They mated for life.